This is Ira Glass of This American Life. And a little while back, we did an episode of our show about the then 25 Democratic candidates for president. And to do that, producer Zoe Chase from our staff traveled through Iowa with this great political reporter from The Washington Post, Dave Weigel. And she was trying to give a sense on the air of what it's like in those early days of any presidential campaign where there's no Secret Service, anyone can just wander up to one of the candidates and chat.
You also, in this phase of things, you get to see the candidates interacting in the world, the regular world.
Right.
Regular people with just the most random stuff that
okay.
you wouldn't normally see.
Yeah.
Like, I had this thing happen to me. I was checking into our hotel in Waterloo, Iowa, right?
What kind of hotel?
Hampton Inn.
Okay.
And the girl who's checking us in, who's like 20-ish maybe, she seems funny and smiley, and she's like, really surprised to see these reporters there, and it turns out she's never heard of the Iowa caucuses. Even though the state is crawling with these candidates, it's totally possible to lead your life and miss it. So Weigel explains it to her.
Yeah, it's instead of a presidential primary.
All these presidential candidates first in the nation to vote, blah, blah, blah. We go upstairs. But my key is demagnetized, so I go back downstairs. I leave all my stuff, including the recorder there. And when I get downstairs, I see Beto.
Beto O'Rourke, presidential candidate.
Just standing there, and he's trying to get, like, a free bottle of water from the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Beto, you know?
Wait, do you know him?
No.
You've never met him?
No. And I say to him, Beto, tell her what you're doing here in Iowa. And she looks at him, and she goes, are you running for president? Like, in this totally sarcastic way, like, of course you're not. And he goes, actually, yes, I am, which is like just a weird answer to that question. And she jumps up, goes, yes, queen. And he's like totally taken aback and is like, thank you so much. And she goes, I hope you win the presidency. Like, not very sincere.
But this is the Pledge Drive, and of course, I and so many of us turn to public radio for the latest news and for analysis of what's happening in the world and for great interviews. But I have to say, one of my favorite things to hear on public radio is a moment like this one. Some small, surprising moment that gives a sense for what it's like to be in the middle of a big news story, or really, actually, just anywhere in the world. And when we're making stories to put on the air, I can tell you, we go nuts thinking about what we can bring you that hasn't been anywhere else, what light we can shed on things that you are not getting elsewhere, and what little moments like this one that'll give you a sense of not just what's happening, but what it feels like to be there. The many, many hours of work it takes to discover those moments, that is part of what you're paying for when you donate to this radio station. If you like those things, if you want to hear more of them, here's how to pledge.